Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Last night in the postgame show, Tom, you said there were 6,000 turnovers. What was the real number last night?
Well, we had 36, and I think there might have, you know, who knows if we did a good job ourselves, but we had 36 turnovers, which was too many, and we just didn't play 200 feet. It just, you know, that's the dilemma sometimes, and why you get into one of those, why you get into one of those modes, who knows.
Is this building your high turnover building pretty much every time that you play in here, or was last night just an anomaly?
Well, last year on a Friday was deja vu. We lost 2-1. Tom wasn't a happy camper after the game. Tom wasn't a happy camper the next day, and it was the same thing today, so, and last night. But, maybe it's the building a little bit, but the bottom line is we have to respond, we have to adapt, and that was the message.
Brennan Harris hasn't scored now in a couple of games, then after scoring in 8 straight. Our team started to pay more attention to him and that line?
Oh, I don't know. I think like all of us, we just play. You know, we just play, and obviously they know, you know, we got some good lines, but I don't know. I can't answer that question, Schultzy. I mean, I just think, again, their body of work and their group of five did a good job defending all night against everybody. So I don't know if it's anybody specifically as much as it's just that they did a pretty darn good job last night of eliminating time and space. But then obviously with our turnovers, there was some, you know, self-inflicted issues by us.
You moved Aaron Miller down with Kirk up in armor. Is that more to get Aaron going or that whole line going?
I'm just mixing some things up, Schultzy, and there's not necessarily a total method to my madness, but I just want to move things around and, you know, just kind of, you know, spice things up a little bit and just do things a little different.
You're also moving Lucas then up with Owen and Alex Iarullo. Two brothers on the line. Again, it just kind of makes sense that there would be some chemistry, but those two guys have only played together, what, 1 year in juniors?
Yeah, 1 year in junior and on the same power play. So, yeah, we'll see. Again, we're just mixing things up. Again, our play last night dictated that.
There are coaches that make line changes regardless of winning or losing, and I don't have a stat to back up this statement, but my gut's telling me that you don't make a whole lot of changes after you win. Does winning or losing have any bearing whatsoever on whether or not you make any line changes or not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. How you play as a group, how specific guys are playing. Are you trying to energize certain guys? Are you trying to send a message to certain guys? There's a lot of things that go into it, Schultzy.
There are some coaches that will move guys from right wing to left wing back and forth throughout the course of the season. Why do you like leaving guys where they are?
Well, I don't necessarily like leaving guys where we are, but I don't change as much as probably some other coaches. But, I mean, it's not like it's a philosophical deal with me. It's just, you know, I have no problem moving guys around. And, you know, we should probably do things more often that way. You know, you keep guys on their toes a little bit, and playing with different people isn't all that bad.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratori. Your penalty kill was perfect again last night, Tom. It's tops in the country right now. There are some coaches that, are a little more passive until the puck gets into their defensive zone when they're killing penalties. You have been a puck pressure guy since I've known you. Has that always been your philosophy, or has that kind of evolved over the years too?
It's pretty much been my philosophy, but then over the years you fine-tune certain things, you learn certain things, there's different nuances that you like, and there's certain aspects of your penalty kill that you see works and you have success. There's different ways of teaching it, you have different methods. So now it's kind of like we have a way of killing penalties. We've been successful over the course of we've been pretty darn successful over the course of the last, I don't know how many years, but so we've got confidence. And the other thing is you have to have people that fit, your schemes and can be penalty killers, because you have to have detail to your game. You have to be aggressive. You have to have hockey sense. There's just a lot of different, attributes you need to be a good penalty killer. And I think we've got a very veteran crew right now.
Aside from puck management, where else do you want to be better tonight?
Well, I think, again, we need a puck management will hopefully correlate into some offensive zone play. I thought we were non-existent in the offensive zone last night. We made it easy for Ferris, and every time, the puck did get in the zone, it was out. But we got to make sure we're a little better below the goal line.
How often do you work on 3-on-3 in practice?
A lot. You know, we work on probably a couple days a week. We'll work on our low play 3-on-2 into 3-on-3. different nuances. We'll start with a one-on-one. We'll go into a two-on-two. We'll go into a three-on-three. We'll go straight three-on-two. We'll go straight three-on-three. We'll do, back checking, drills that end with a that end with low play. We'll do some of our rush drills end with low play. So there's a lot of low play Schulze incorporated in our drills as well.
A lot of teams, work on that shootout as, kind of a fun part of a Thursday practice they have for decades. And now the shootout means something where you never know where that extra point could help you come, the standings down the road. How much do you work on a shootout?
Well, obviously, the way things are going this year, not enough. And maybe it's something we need to pay more attention to. But, I don't know how much you need to work on it. It's probably you have to work on it a little bit. But a lot of it, you have some players. You have some talented players. And, a lot of times they're working on these things on their own as well. And you just got to let everything kind of evolve.
Some of the best shootout guys have been guys that, you think about it and you're like, well, why are they so darn good at it? There are some really good defensemen, on shootouts. Jay Dickman, the guy that big, you wouldn't think he would be able to be that successful. What are some of the key characteristics that you're looking for in a guy that can get it done there?
Well, I think quick hands, elevating a puck like last night. Their guy elevated a puck quick. Can you elevate a puck quick? Do you have quick hands? I think again, quick hands with adjusting your speed as you're coming in. Those types of things definitely can play dividends for you.
Do you like what the NCAA did in standardizing overtime now?
Yes and no. I don't like it to be a loss or a win, to be honest with you. And that was not the intention with the coaches, and that was kind of thrown at us. So I don't think if you lose a three-on-three, it should be a win, and I don't think it should be a loss. But that's the way it's going to be for 2 years. So I don't like that. And if I'd known that, and if the coaching body would have known that, we wouldn't have voted it in.
Best of luck tonight.
All right, thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.